but don't be on meth. Don't sit here and try to, like, grandstand whatever stupid fucking point you're making while you've got a fucking chicken bone lodged halfway down your fucking esophagus sucking in the vapors of methamphetamine. I don't want to hear from you. I don't even care if it's a food or a vegetable, it's not going anywhere near my hands.
Here's some jerky. Make a feast and pass it on.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
I told you it's not a goddamn dog. It's a fish that produces milk.
Why?
Hello and welcome to the Obscure Curio. I'm your host, Corndog Jones with the Corndog Bones, and today is Tuesday, August 15th, 2023, and boy howdy, it sure is August outside. I mean, it's really feeling not just the temperature, it's been a relatively mild summer altogether, but it's really feeling like it feels like it's the end of summer, you know, and technically summer doesn't end really until like September 21st. If I'm not mistaken. Kids are going back to school. People are getting back from their vacations, their holidays. It's over with, man. It's over with. Cold weather's right around the fucking corner. I, for one, can't bear to think of it. You guys know me, dude. You know I'm a thin old boy, and I got the densest nipples. That's the problem. My nipples, they're far too dense. They're not big. They're not big, but the small area, surface area they take up, it's nearly unrelated to the density. That's how dense the motherfuckers are. And so when it gets cold, they get even more compact and tight and smaller, and they hurt. The cold, it hurts my nipples, and I really can't get out of it. You know, people say, well, I'd rather have the cold because at least you can put on more layers. You can always put on more layers. You can't take layers off. Once you're naked, and you're still hot. And I disagree, because I can't put enough layers on. I've been in some cold situations where, like, it doesn't matter what I've got on. I've been out there working in, you know, the snow in, like, 10 degrees even, which for a lot of folks isn't even that cold. And, you know, I've got on the fucking Under Armour type of material with regular long johns over that. And then, like, a sweater, some fucking sweatpants, some pants over that, a fucking flannel over the sweater, and then coveralls, dude. And my nipples are poking through. All right, it's a real princess and the pea situation. For that reason, not fond of winter. Pretty depressed that summer's over, though I do love the fall. This is my favorite three-month period of the year. You know, your seasons are broke into three-month periods, but a lot of people go all in on one season. Oh, I'm a summer gal. I'm an autumn fella. You know, oh, I really love the winter. And I get it, dude. I get it. Truth be told, I love every season except for winter, man. They've all got great qualities. I do love the fall. I've got a fall birthday. You know, I think everybody loves the fall. But in particular, this section, the last half of summer, coupled with the first half of fall, that August 1st through October 31st type of vibe, baby, that's where I live, dude. That's where I get my fucking best work done, son. It's real, real hot. And then it starts to cool off. Me, baby, I like the heat. But I don't like it too hot. I'm relieved when the fall starts coming around. You get to throw on your best fits. You know what I mean? You got your hoodies, your crew necks, your fucking turtlenecks, maybe. You know, that's for a little bit colder weather. But in the evening, on a you know, fall day, you just throw on a light jacket, you know, maybe, well, you know, a fucking stylish jernt. Excellent. Everybody loves it. Halloween, the colors of the leaves, it's phenomenal. Everybody enjoys it. But I do like, I like the end of summer too. I like the really hot into cool off period. I love all that. The really fall goes on, technically. If you're getting real technical with the solstices and the equinoxes, it's summer starts June 21st, ends, what, September 21st? Is that right? Or does it end August 21st? Am I wrong here to July 21st? No, it is. It's September. So June 21st to September 21st. And then September 21st to December 21st is fall. December 21st through March 21st is your winter, and then March, yada yada, through June. That's when the dates are. So, you know, you got your three-month periods. Winter doesn't really kick off. It's still fall until basically Christmas time, really. Christmas is the beginning of winter, you know. But it's cold through then and wet, you know. Late fall is a lot like early spring in this part of the country, where it's just wet and soggy and pretty frigid out, although I do enjoy that. I like a wet day if it's not torrential. If there's been a drizzle and it's a little bit chilly, you know, brisk, in maybe, say, the 50s, maybe even the high 40s even. But any lower than that, it's getting cold for me. I mean, I can deal, dude. I can deal all the way down to about freezing temperatures. But once the temperatures are freezing, and especially once the roads start getting slick and it's icing and it's sleeting and it's snowing, it's not for me. I don't like the cold. I don't like the weather. I don't give a fuck about the snow. Looks good once. Looks good for a second. When it first touches down, that's pretty, dude. Everything's covered in frozen water. It's pretty. And then everybody drives on it and walks on it and animals shit on it. And it looks like dog shit. It looks like piles of fucking dog shit. All in the Walmart parking lot. Hate it. Let's move on from the weather talk, the climate talk, and the talk of the seasons. I don't know shit really much about, like, what's going on in the news lately. I think I might have said on the last podcast episode, you know, I'm completely banned from Twitter. Threads had the bottom fall out pretty fucking quickly. I still peruse Facebook. I've been trying to stay off of it, not because, like, I don't want to be that, I'm leaving social media, this place is toxic. Everybody understands now that pretty much the whole internet is fucking toxic. It's been consolidated into these few fucking platforms where we all spend our time. It's really no longer a worldwide web. It's just like anything else. You know, you go to any city, any small town, most of your options are the same. Chain establishments, stores and restaurants, so you go online and everybody's visiting the same, you know, central hubs. But it's not really like that. My thing is I'm a time waster. I get to scrolling videos. It's not even like there's so little of social media except on platforms like maybe just Twitter/X, which I'll never fucking call it now. You're really viewing content. And other people, and you're making content, and it's not really the interaction that it used to be, you know, in its heyday. I think that's sort of morphed into something else where we're all, you know, both the owners and patrons of these sort of like data exchanges, whether it's the actual information data or just like content, shit posting, videos, whatever, you know. But a lot of times I'm just in that. Whatever you fucking, that scrolling loop with videos and other goofy shit. So I've been trying to step away, put it down more often, just do other shit. And, you know, not always successfully, but as a consequence of that. And mostly, you know, just being banned from Twitter because that's where the news really breaks. Haven't kept up with a whole lot of the news. Not up to date. I know some relatively recent happenings, but as fast as internet news moves, I'm pretty far behind. But I don't know if the fucking Zuckerberg-Musk fight is happening or not, but it's so beyond fucking stupid. It's just like the other celebrity shit. Like, when the Jake Paul boxing phenomenon, and to a lesser extent Logan Paul, really took off, I had no desire to pay attention to it. But it's so fucking stupid and, like, lowbrow that you end up paying attention to it. You want to see what's going to happen. And to see it from two of the wealthiest men on the planet is absolutely fucking insane. Now, I get that Zuck actually trains and shit, so he probably wants to do some sort of a fight and an exhibition, which he, you know, I think wants to do for charity and under a banner of the, you know, official banner of the sport, like UFC or something. Seems like his desire comes from a place to just do, get out there and do his shit that he's been doing anyway. The dude's a freak, okay? He sucks. But I'm just saying, I think that's where his comes from. Musk's comes from a fantasy that he's a badass. He's like, you know, he dresses up. He's like the type of dude to dress up as like an anime character or fucking Neo from The Matrix and walk around the goddamn mall, mean mugging people, judging society, thinking he's a badass. But we all know, we've talked about it. Maybe you don't know. If you don't know much about combat sports, you might look at it and say, Zuck's always been a scrawny fucking weirdo. Musk is, you know, kind of big. He's an oddly shapen man that's over 6 foot. I think he's 6'1", something like that. Large guy. And as I've said before, I'm not going to make the same jokes that he's built like the Mucinex monster that looks like he swallowed a bird cage, or even like an old school radiator. The dude's just, he's not athletic. If he took a solid chunk of time to train, I wouldn't be able to say as much. But if they're just throwing this thing together, and you know the dude, look at how much time he's on Twitter. He's not taking any kind of serious training. He's going to get smoked. He's going to get smoked. Zuckerberg knows the sport. He knows it to a well enough extent. A couple years experience in something like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu compared to somebody who has no experience, or best case scenario, starts training now and get some kind of limited few months of experience. Even with the size difference, even with the size, he's going to have a far upper hand. And I imagine that just be judging by the cardio and the way he looks too, because you see guys that are just great at jiu-jitsu, and they might not necessarily look like much, right? Like, some of them are pretty scrawny, some of them are even, like, overweight. But they're flexible and strong, and they know the fucking moves, right? Like, they know the fucking sport. They know how to fucking apply it. And, you know, so they might not necessarily get a menacing physique out of that. But Zuckerberg has the physique of dudes who do some like, cardio. And a lot of times if you're doing something like jiu-jitsu, I would imagine, you might also be doing your cardio at the same gym, which might involve some kickboxing, some cardio kickboxing, maybe even, you know, some hitting the bag or something. If he's done any of that, even as just as cardio and not as an actual formal part of martial arts training, he has 20 times the advantage. It doesn't matter. Musk really just looks out of shape to me. He looks like he'd get out of breath quick. Unless he just immediately smothers Zuckerberg, it's over with. A guy Zuckerberg's size could, with his particular limited background that he has, a couple years in mixed martial arts, is gonna beat a dude Musk's size if he doesn't know anything about fighting. But the whole thing's fucking ignorant. I wish I didn't want to see it, but I want to see it. Part of you hopes they just both, like, it's like a freak show and they both hit each other in the fucking nose at the same time and just immediately both lose. We'll just say that. They both lose. But in reality, yeah, you know what it's going to be. But it hasn't even been specified. Zuckerberg's talking all this stupid shit about doing it at the goddamn Coliseum. Nothing modern in the frame of the fight. Like, it's going to look like a fucking fighting game background or something. It's fucking stupid, dude. get in a ring, act like a normal fucking person. If Mark Reptilian Zuckerberg can behave half-ass normally, dude, get it together. You can do the same. I just really think it's not going to happen. I'm interested in seeing it. Hate them both, but at least like a small amount of more respect for Zuckerberg just based on skill alone. And I also feel like Zuckerberg knows more about like the actual internal mechanisms of his product / company than Elon Musk does for any of his companies. Elon Musk is not designing rockets or writing or coding AI or making these fucking electric motors. He's just a finance guy. Zuckerberg, at least, I feel like knows a little bit of something. I mean, I know he basically stole the idea from. I didn't watch the movie. I've never watched The Social Network. Didn't appeal to me. Just didn't appeal to me. At the time, I was like, I don't, give a fuck about Mark Zuckerberg's life. I hear it's more of a critique of the individual than anything, but I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll watch it one day. But, what, did he steal it? Might have stolen it. I'm just saying, I imagine by looking at the fucking dude and the hair and the one haircut he's had for 500 years and his two sets of eyelids, he probably knows a little something about computers. And I'm not saying Musk is a total idiot. I'm just saying he's a pretty big one. But you might disagree. I wouldn't say argue, but I hear people. I wish I could say in passing. People say to me they'll comment on Musk as a genius or something like that, and I used to just hold my tongue, but now I'm like, he's not though, right? He's. Genius is subjective. I don't think it actually exists. I think hyper speciality exists. Like fucking Einstein was a quote unquote genius in like physics and theoretical physics and all of that kind of shit and mathematics. But I don't think the dude could build a fucking house. You know what I mean? And somebody who builds a house has this entire fucking skill set that's a level of genius itself, especially if they're like a very skilled craftsman. Up against whatever, people who are different, like genius coders in Silicon Valley types. Like, okay, that's one level of like intellect. And then you have like literary geniuses and artistic geniuses and like philosophical geniuses. It's all like just these hyper specialities, and some of them are insane or dumb about other shit, like either way, I don't even think Musk fits the criteria. I don't think he fits the mold. But that's all the news I know about that dude. I know that he wanted to do it in the Coliseum. Zuckerberg wanted to do it in the UFC. Musk saying that he won't. And Zuckerberg said, hey, he's obviously not serious about this. I get all of it secondhand. I will tell you this, and I don't want to say too much. I've got a guy who I otherwise get along with, but literally couldn't differ politically from more, that I interact with on a professional basis pretty regularly. And I've always been a pretty fucking firmly left guy in the most capacities my entire life. And I've been surrounded because of where I live with people whose values, I wouldn't even say values, but whose mechanisms for driving society and the reasons that they want them and what they think will bring them, okay, are different from me. Just, right and left. Typical bullshit. Never had a problem interacting with these sorts of individuals. Don't hold any kind of grudge or think I'm better or worse. It's just not a fucking thing to me. It's changed in recent years. People are too, I don't want to say openly political, because I don't think there's anything wrong with being openly political, especially like how the wide range of things that political action affects in people's like real personal lives. But what I should say is people are far more divisive with their political rhetoric than they've ever had the balls to be in the past. And this particular dude just can't stand the fact that I disagree with him, and sometimes will, but mostly won't, explain to him why. You know, I will if it really comes down to it, but mostly I just try to push the conversation off, like, look, it doesn't matter. You're obviously, like, doing the thing that you and yours bitch about not being able to fucking, you know, have a conversation, hear a differing point of view, yada, yada, yada. The old ammunition. But, you know, it doesn't always work. He's always bringing me this fucking political situation or this clearly staged nonsense. A lot of, like, Daily Wire type of bullshit, trans panic, shit that I won't even get into. But I get a lot of my news secondhand from this guy just because he brings me this stuff, and then I got to look up what parts of it are true. But the thing he did bring me, and really where we connected and hit it off when we first started talking, was the recent UFO news. You know, the whatever what his rank was, military personnel testifying under oath that we've got recovered craft. The old Bob Lazar story, really. And not just Bob Lazar, but it's been a long-standing conspiracy that in addition to the visits and the abductions and the crash landings, that we've obviously recovered and reverse-engineered their shit. And now this fella, a couple fellas, I believe, come out and they say, yeah, dude, this is happening. We've got a reverse-engineered craft. We've had both dead and living life forms, intelligent life forms that were operating the craft. And we've been in this shit. We've been in it deep for a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. You know what I'm saying? Rocket Man. Rocket Men, if you will. You know, the anti-gravity technologies and all of that shit, and we've, you know, reverse engineered it. I don't know if they commented on the fact that I believe Bob Lazar said that he was told one of the recovered craft was not from a modern wreckage site, but recovered in an archaeological dig from a site that dated back thousands of years. Don't know if these guys commented on that. But really, that blew through the news cycle. I saw more people commenting on how nobody's that interested in it, which it could be, you know, who knows, man? Who knows when they do decide to tell us what's the reason? You know, you could follow the... I don't want to say half-ass believed, but there was an element of it that I could see as being believable of, like, the Tom DeLonge line, that the reason the government has kept things so secret is because they don't want to reveal their own incompetency, that they don't know that they've got this stuff, but they don't know any more about, like, the purpose of the being's visits than we do, you know? So they don't want to, like, let us in on how incompetent they are. I don't really know if I fucking buy that, dude. I mean, I do believe that they're incompetent, but I also think that's, like, if I had to dream up the easiest way out, like, if I knew shit was going to leak, right? If I was the government people, and it's like, yeah, tomorrow people are going to find out for sure that we've been lying about UFOs forever. What can we say to save our asses? That would be only one of the only, like, semi-believable routes you could go. Is like, hey, it's not that we were doing anything nefarious. It's just that we didn't know anything either. And we didn't want to look dumb in front of you, okay? Because we care about your opinion. And that might have worked. But I just don't know, man. Things are haywire right now. In elected government, shit's really off the rails. You got a lot of psychos in there. You got a lot of dipshits. You got your regular old jack-offs, your jerk-offs, your jerk-wads, you know, your asshats, your boners. They're all in there just being, honestly, crass. Most of the time, unspeakably crass and unbearable to watch and to even imagine that they might uphold some version of democracy. It's ludicrous. Goddamn ludicrous. Move, bitch! But, you know, in the unelected government, are they just as fucking chaotic? Is the fucking, the fucking dark government, whatever the fuck, the words are slipping my mind, but like the CIA and the black budget shit, are they just as incompetent that they're just going to let this shit slip out? Or is it a purposeful dissemination of information or even misinformation? You know, I think anybody who's read a conspiracy online, at least before conspiracies became so goddamn stupid, you would remember the Project Blue Beam, not Blue Book, which was the name of the government program investigating UFO sightings, but Project Blue Beam, which is a conspiracy theory that the governments have super duper high level holographic technology. And that not only are most UFO sightings people seeing tests of that technology, but that the ultimate plan is to use it to either fake an alien invasion or the return of a god, and use those two world-changing, life-altering events to institute a one-world government sort of situation. And, you know, holograms exist. Pretty crazy shit exists. Could they pull it off? Maybe, you know. So, but that's out there, right? You hear UFOs exist. We definitely have them. We've reverse engineered them. But also, they like, then they can now say, anybody that has a UFO sighting, you could be, well, no, that's one of ours. It's one of our craft. We reverse engineered it from them, but it's our craft. But, you know, that's it, right? Like, that's fully fucking it. Like, if it was real, if it comes out and it's real, and I know everybody, like, it's especially these days, like, most people, better than half, would willingly say, like, yeah, alien life probably exists. I'd say at least the same half would say intelligent alien life probably exists. And I think a good portion of people these days also believe that it's visited planet Earth. But even those people, even the hardest of hardcore, they're hardcore because they live hardcore motherfuckers, would be stupefied if it was concrete tomorrow. Government came out and said, yeah, they're here, dog. The governments of the world. Yeah, they're here, man. They're doing shit. Here's what's going on. One of these motherfuckers walks out on stage, bleep, bloop, Galacticon. You know what I'm saying? I believe that there's fucking intelligent alien life that probably has visited this planet. And it would still blow my fucking mind to find out, like, oh, for real? For real, for real? Damn. God damn. And I would, I don't know, dude. Riot changes everything, because if that's real, obviously some shit throughout history has to be questioned. The fucking lifespan of the universe and our own planet, and the way that life evolves. Everything changes overnight when we know this shit to be a fact. You know what I mean? So, why lead us to believe it? Either it definitely is true, or it definitely isn't. And either way, why would they want us to believe it is? I don't know, man. I get goosebumps in my man lumps, and I'm talking about my gonards, and it pulls on the inside of my stomach, and I get not even butterflies, moths, because it's dark in there, and they're flying up looking for the light at the bottom of my throat. Just thinking about it, man. So who knows? Not me. Not going to claim to know. I mean, I imagine. I'll claim to imagine. What else, man? What else is in the news? D. Trump, dude. Donald Trump. Indictments. I'll be honest with you. Not real certain what's going on. I don't know if it's about the documents. The documents that he had that he wasn't supposed to have. I know Georgia's involved. They're mad that he tried to say they were fraudulizing the elections. Doing fraudulence on it. And now they're saying that by lying about it, he was doing fraudulence activities on them. So, your guess is as good as mine, dude. Obviously, If dude really did commit crimes, which, I mean, obviously, all rich people commit fucking crimes all the time. But if he's doing the shit, I think it's about time we fucking set the precedent of holding presidents accountable for fucking anything that they do. Any of these motherfuckers, the rich, the wealthy, the powerful, those in government, and the government's agencies, they should be held to the same account. And it would be great, but I mean, we all know it's like partially political. Like, some of the shit might be serious from what, like, some people are saying. The dude might have fucked around and given some national secrets away to some people that, you know, would not be friendly in their use of said secrets. I don't know. You know, like I said, I haven't been keeping up. I really don't know. But, you know, hold people accountable for these sorts of things the same you would anyone else. I think that's a good precedent to set, holding powerful people accountable, holding anybody accountable. And, yeah, I got a new video that I'm getting ready to shoot about freedom. Finished the script up, went through, gave it revisions, think it's pretty decent. Gonna start shooting it this weekend, so it'll be out. Plan on having it out by the end of the month. YouTube.com/C for yourself. And that's exciting. But that, I talk a little bit about I go down similar lines of thought in that video. So if you're interested, watch for it. This is the free episode, which I haven't said in this yet. But this is the free episode. I meant to do one a month. I think I missed July. I kicked the show back off with one. Few episodes are out, though. This is episode 106. All the old episodes of the show and the first 5 new episodes are all on the Patreon. Patreon.com/JordaneEdmondson. JORDANE, you know what I mean? $1 a month, dude. $1. Hey, if you ain't got it, that's cool. No big deal. You still get the free episode. That's the only promotion for the Patreon I'm going to do in this episode. So there it is. But this is the free episode. You know, so check that out if you do want to hear what else has been going on, including, you know, stuff about the videos and all of that kind of crap as well. You know, check it out, dude. But I don't know, to revert back to the subject, I don't think Donald Trump's going to face any actual consequences. I think the worst he'll get is, like, some fines. I just don't see it happening because it's powerful people and powerful agencies that would be holding him accountable. And then they're setting that precedent for themselves being held accountable. And there's corruption through all levels of the government. My phone just beeped. Ethan messaging me. Now I have to holler back at him. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. But corruption through all levels of government on both sides of the aisle. I would say, I'm not going to say that both, like if you actually look at right wing, I'm going to go ahead and silence my phone because it's beeping a lot. That's not professional. If you look at right-wing and left-wing ideologies and political philosophies, I genuinely believe one has far more room for corruption than the other inherently in the literature. However, in practice, politics makes everybody corrupt, for the most part. You know, you still got Bernie, I think, holding in mostly strong, maybe a sparse few individuals, you know, throughout the government. But it's mostly corrupt. So if they hold Donald Trump accountable, every one of them now runs the risk of being held accountable for their own corruptions. And I'm not saying everybody prosecuting him is corrupt, nor are they corrupt for prosecuting him. I'm just saying at the highest levels, through whatever clearances this has to make and has had to make, having him suffer actual physical consequences does not bode well for the individuals that are allowing this to happen. I think they're going to make a show out of it, racking with some fines, trying to make it maybe where he can't run for president again. I don't fucking know. But actually, putting the dude in jail, I don't fucking see it, dude. You never know. I mean, you know, plenty of fucking people have been in jail and then went on to become president. You know, Nelson Mandela was a political prisoner. You know, Adolf Hitler wrote his little fucking gay loser book, you know, no homophobia, I should say. But his little bitchy, whiny book in prison. You know what I mean? I think he was also maybe a political prisoner. Not that I'm comparing Mandela, for the love of God, and everything that's holy, and half the things that aren't, to Adolf Hitler. I'm not. I'm just saying it happens. A little further back in history, Mandela not so much, depending on which Mandela effect universe you live in. But it could happen. But he's also old as fuck. You know, he's in his 70s, and he might not be carry that age around as badly as some people do. But he is up there, and if he served any kind of time in prison, who knows what sort of state he would be in to run for office when he got out anyway. But I just don't see it happening. Somebody's going to run. It's probably going to be him and Biden again, right? Shit's crazy. Shit's crazy. Stuff that doesn't typically happen has been happening, dude. You know, the incumbent typically, and that's, you know, like Trump wasn't supposed to lose. He wasn't supposed to get elected. Biden wasn't supposed to get elected. You know, Ron DeSantis, dude, what a, I don't see how anyone, I'm like, look, dude, politics aside, how can anyone look at that man and see anything other than a little bitch? You know what I mean? I look at him, I can smell it on him through the fucking screen. I've never met the guy in person, but you can tell he's weak in the fucking knees, all right? I would love to see him and Trump in the primary debates, dude, because I know Trump would, he'd flame his ass, he'd roast his ass, dude. I mean, Trump's a good insulter. He's not always trying to be funny when he is being funny, but he has made me laugh on a number of occasions. But really seeing him go after DeSantis would be great, because I think what Trump had was the ego of somebody who could be a fascist or an authoritarian, but none of the desire to actually take it that far. I think DeSantis has both the ego and the desire. I think he's a bigger bitch than Hitler. I'm not saying he's evil enough to do the same shit that Hitler did. I'm just saying Hitler was a bitch. Ron DeSantis is a bigger bitch. Probably couldn't accomplish half of what Hitler did if he wanted to. Moving on, because it sounds too much like I'm saying nice things about Hitler. I'm not. Can't stand the dude. I would have no problem going back. I would intentionally, look, I'll tell you this. If I was to go back in time and kill Hitler, a lot of people say they'd go back in time and kill him as a baby. I don't think most people could stomach it. I think realistically, if they took 5 minutes and thought about it, they'd go back to when he was at least 18 years old, somebody they could look in the eye and kill. You know, it'd be hard for anyone to kill a baby. But guess what? I could go back and stab his pregnant mother in the stomach 56 times and I'd feel no fucking remorse because I would have known what I was doing, you know? Not praising the guy. So anyway, yeah, don't think Donald Trump's going to jail. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a giant fucking idiot. Moving on. I don't know if this was recent or if it's even real, but apparently some dude went on the Joe Rogan and he was saying that some of these, and this part's apparently true, some of these old videos we all remember seeing of these like nuclear tests, specifically the ones in the desert, the like ones you see of like the Bikini Atoll test and the ones they blow up in the ocean and shit, those are real. But a few of these older ones of like the house being blown apart and shit, apparently staged, from what was said in that little snippet. And now there's a whole new conspiracy theory that's been out there that nuclear weapons don't actually exist. Now hear this out, all right? I'm not advocating for it, I'm just going to give you the point of view of somebody who believes this based on my understanding of that individual. The story would go that nukes don't exist. The short version, real short version. Nukes don't exist. They're just a scare tactic, not only by world governments against each other, but a collectively agreed upon scare tactic by the world's major governments to pretend that they have this doomsday weapon to keep things in check and keep people scared of certain types of conflicts and yada yada. Obviously, I think that's nonsense. Look, I'm not going to sit here. I get going down a conspiratorial road with that, especially now, right now, the whole nuclear bomb era is in the collective consciousness because of the Oppenheimer. And I don't fucking know how a nuclear bomb works. I mean, I get it. I know that they split an atom, and doing that is hardcore, okay, from my understanding. But I don't know how they split the fucking atom. I don't get it. What's the mechanism that can fucking do that? But, you know, I believe it happens. I don't understand it, but I believe it happens. Large Hadron Collider, how the fuck do they know they've even got a goddamn electron or a particle or whatever the fuck to blast in the first place? I don't claim to understand it. But I don't understand how my fucking computer works, dude. But I know that it does. I use it. Don't even, you know, ones and zeros, ons and offs, electricity, dude. Like, Ben Franklin, what the fuck were you doing, dude? This is what you've set upon us? But that's the conspiracy theory, based on the fact that there were some videos. And if I'm not mistaken, the videos in question were not even ever actually, like, said by the U.S. government to be real. They were made as like a demonstration, kind of fake thing. And then, you know, later on when these videos kind of resurfaced in like the 70s and 80s, everybody just kind of assumed it was actual nuclear test footage. But yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that nukes exist because of, it just really seems like they do. I really get the vibe that they do. And that ties in with the alien shit, right? Because they're not pleased with the nukes. They don't like that we're doing it. From what I understand, they're not big fans of splitting atoms. And I can't fucking imagine why. Probably because just saying it sounds fucking insane. We'll make a whole movie about the maniac genius who was really good at bomb math. You know, like, god damn, man, this shit's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I was reading a fucking Facebook post just before I went on the air. And this is a complete non sequitur here. But it was like, as a parent, I'm the final authority on my child. Nobody knows more than me. Not the doctors, not the teachers, definitely not the government. That's not verbatim, but that's like, I would guarantee you, I could probably go back and find it now, and that's pretty fucking close to exactly what it said. But, you know, part of me, I mean, like, to an extent, like, yeah, it's your kid, you should have a reasonable say, but also, this particular bitch is on meth. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know better? You're currently on fucking meth. You don't know anything, dude. You should certainly not be directing your child, you know, not on meth, not on the goddamn meth. And also, you might have a specific way you want your child to behave or a moral code for him to have, and you might even be an expert on said moral code and behavior, but you're not a fucking doctor and you're not a teacher. So you at least don't know more than them. You might know more than the government about some stuff, but I hate to tell you, even the government has smart people that work in its agencies that know what they're talking about. Not everything the government does is a fucking conspiracy. If they did just conspiracies all the time, we would already be over with. We would have actually revolted right now. Like, I know largely we act like a bunch of pussies and don't revolt. But I think, like, if it was conspiracy in and conspiracy out every single fucking day, we would have caught on a long fucking time ago and burned it to the ground. They do probably, like, 90% regular shit, 10% conspiratorializing, man. Or else it wouldn't fucking work. So, like, not everything they do is fucking out to get you. You know, sometimes it might be hard to call, but you just gotta soak up the eggs in the milk water, dude. It's just, it's how it goes. But don't be on meth. Don't sit here and try to, like, grandstand whatever stupid fucking point you're making while you've got a fucking chicken bone lodged halfway down your fucking esophagus and sucking in the vapors of methamphetamine. I don't want to hear from you. I tell you what, give me a quick second. I should pause for this because this is going to be a deep glug, but I really got to glug my water. I love water. There was a point in my life, up until probably my mid-20s, where I basically drank soda all the time. I would drink a water if it was hot. I would always want a water if I was, like, really hot. But now I couldn't imagine drinking anything other than water for most of the day. Like I said, I'll have a soda here and there. Not that often. I have energy drinks more than sodas. But I'm drinking water throughout the day, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 bottles. I love it. And days when I don't, especially since I've been doing it so long, I can really feel, like, the effects, down to, like, little shit. Like, your skin gets drier. Your lips get more chapped. You know what I mean? You get, your muscles are more tense. Anytime I'm feeling like any kind of a weird ache or pain or tension or fucking dryness, first thing I do is chug me a bottle, all right, to make sure that I'm properly hydrated. They say your body's like something like 70, 80% water. Mine's 100, dude. I'm a liquid, but I'm a solid. I'm a liquid, I'm a solid, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. What else? You know, man, I went to both an aquarium and a zoo this summer. I love both of them. I love animals. I like seeing them and being around them. You know, most people do. But I just like them. I like seeing the forms that life has taken and, like, looking in their fucking eyes and imagining what the fuck is going on in there. You know what I'm saying? Love zoos, love aquariums, but I hate that they exist. I hate that they have to exist to be able to enjoy the beautiful sight of, I mean, it's convenient. You get to see animals you'd have to travel all over the world to see all in one place in one day. But it ain't great for the animals. I mean, some of the zoos operate as conservatories and such. They're not all, you know, they do some good work. But it sucks that the animals have to be in an enclosure. The aquarium, I think, is worse. Because we know that, like, fish and sea life in general tend to grow a lot bigger when they're in an open container. And, I mean, an aquarium is very, very limited compared to the ocean. And most ocean creatures do a decent bit of traveling throughout the ocean, even if it's just up and down the depths. Some land animals will stay in a smaller region for their whole lives, at the very least. But yeah, it's, you know, it sucks. But goddamn, do I love going to them. I really do. I like going and seeing a giraffe. I like seeing, I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to rhinoceros. Anytime I get near the rhinoceros enclosure, I get a real bad case of the sniffles and sneezes and such, which I can only attribute to some sort of dander on their raw hide. They are mammals after all, even though they don't appear very hairy. They do in fact have hairs, and more importantly, mammary glands. See what's going on there? But, what else do they have in there? The herpetology exhibit. Dude, I love snakes and lizards, dude. They got Komodo dragons, man. Not to be confused with kimono dragons, who wear badass silk robes. These have venomous saliva, you know. Large anaconda in there. Not an anaconda, maybe some sort of a... Might have been an anaconda. They might have had a green anaconda in there. Albino alligator. Loved it. Loved seeing them. Hate that that's their life. I'm over outer space. Aside from alien shit, I used to be really into space. Used to be, I mean, I still love like Carl Sagan specifically, but I used to be really into like watching like the Neil deGrasse, the cosmos and the universe, and learning all the shit about the heat death of stars and fucking nebulas out there and black hole sun. Won't you come wash away the rain? Used to love it, but as far as the, I hate to drag it back to him, but the pseudo-Muskian efforts to expand the planet, or expand off the planet, I should say, and do space stuff, I'm over it, dude. There's too much going on here. Like, I know what the plan is. So you can see right through the fucking looking glass. These motherfuckers want to get all the rich people off the planet because they know fucking climate change is going to kill everybody. Okay, so they want to go fucking start inhabiting something else. And they probably got super secret technologies to keep them young forever. Who fucking knows? Maybe they're going to go into cryostasis while fucking artificially intelligent robots build the civilization for them. I'm not a fucking scientist, and I'm not a rich piece of fucking horseshit. But, you know, their plan is escape. It's not expansion and the saving of the human race. It's escape for those and theirs. Even the money and effort being put into NASA, I think it's time. I think we put it all on pause. Solve all the fucking problems down here first. And then here's the thing, dude. If you solve the shit down there, you're going to have so many more sets of capable hands and capable minds to fucking, no pun intended, rocket us into the next level of fucking space exploration anyway. Okay, it's time to bring it on around town. That's just me. That's just how I feel about it. But, you know, I feel like I've learned most of the basic cool stuff about space. I'll read about some new science that comes out here and there, and largely I'm like, that's cool. But if aliens are real, we're going to need that free energy technology like fucking yesterday, you pieces of shit. All right, we got problems to solve and not a lot of time. Another delicious glug of water, dude. I love glugging. I only glug. I don't really sip. I'm not a sipper or a gulper. A gulp and a glug. Shut the fuck up. They're not the same thing. Never have been. Never will be. Certainly aren't right now in this moment. You know, summer's over. Kids are going back to school. Kiddo messages me up a week or so ago before she comes to the house. She's like, Dad, can you take me to do some extra school shopping? She already got most of her stuff, but she wanted to get some extra stuff. A couple extra outfits and specifically shoes. She hadn't gotten shoes yet. And I was like, yeah, word, you know, she wants to get some Vans or Converse or something. I'm like, sick, you know, right up my alley. Exact sort of shit I would have been looking for. Actually, probably not at her age, maybe slightly after. I think I was 11 when I got like into skateboarding. I skated all around downtown and the apartment complex I lived in on an old like old school cruiser Nash board. But when like Tony Hawk came out, I want to say I was like 11. I got like really into skateboarding, started getting CCS magazine and Active magazine, their catalogs, you know what I mean? And what, ordering skate shoes and skate gear and crap like that. And you know, the magazines were in there too, Thrasher, 411, that kind of shit. But, you know, basically the same age. right around the same age. I was into that sort of shit. But she says, I really want to go to the store in the mall. I was like, what store is it? And she's like, it's called Hot Topic. It sells my kind of stuff. And my ass nearly fell out of my ass laughing. Because she's getting into, like, at the time, we didn't call it emo. You know what I mean? It was actually, like, very cringy to say you were emo or an emo or a goth. Like, that shit was like, poser stuff back in the day. But now kids, like, self-identify these titles, and she's, like, into the emo stuff. She doesn't really know much about emo music or any of that crap, but she likes the dress style and whatever weird fucking kids entertainers are mildly fucking in that fucking clothing style and all that goofy shit. So, and she's also into anime, too, and they obviously, when Hot Topic first opened here, it was like all band gear and goth shit. That was it. Then they started putting some fandom shit in, and now it's like a lot of fandom and anime stuff. But yeah, so she wanted to go in there, and she acted like she was like insanely surprised that I even knew what the store was, let alone was shopping there at one point in time. But I just thought that was funny. How it all comes full circle. I mean, I remember before Hot Topic, I think I've talked about it on a previous episode of the podcast, like, you could get some shit at Spencer's, mostly, like, jewelry and such. They didn't have much by way of, like, gothic or what would eventually become emo or punk or any kind of that stylistic stuff. You could order, there was another catalog we would get called Rockabilia, which was, like, a catalog that sold band stuff, and I think you could buy, like, trip pants and fishnets and all kinds of shit on there. Also, Vampire Freaks, which is a store now that sells gothic clothing, an online store. It used to be a social media site, not too dissimilar from MySpace, but there were, like, people would put in their bios, like, stores, online stores that sold that kind of shit. And this was still in the early days of the internet, too, mind you. But right up until, I think, maybe my freshman year of high school, if you wanted, you know, to get any of that kind of shit, you would either have to go online. Best you could do for, like, skate, you might get some skate shoes at Journeys or some skate surf shit at, like, a PacSun. Some of the jewelry at Spencer's. But yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of, I mean, I remember when the Hot Topic opened at, like, one of the nearest malls, and it was, like, a big deal for my little group of fucking dumbass friends and me, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, I digress. It's just weird. It's weird living this life, remembering when I was my child's age and, like, even being into a little bit of the same shit, you know? Her getting shoes that I would have absolutely wanted back in the day that I still kind of want. I might end up getting the adult pair of these, the Vans with the Velcro straps. I don't know why they've had them out. They've had like 2 and 3 strap versions of them out for probably like 5, 6, 7 years now. Never bought a pair, really want a pair. I do have a brand new pair of Vans that I haven't even worn yet. Some like pro models that are sick as fuck. They're all black with the blue Van stripe, and then they've got like a silver snake on them. They're pretty dope. Also got some new wheels and shit for my skateboard, and trucks, well, used trucks that David sent me, but new to me. Been skating a lot, man. Skated pretty much all weekend. Kids did skate with me a little bit. That was real fun. That was real, real fun. But yeah, she got her a couple things in the Hot Topic, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's shirts. So, like, that's what Hot Topic is now. But, interestingly enough, that's definitely a semi-horror, weird kind of product aimed at children. But no youth sizes. I used to specifically, because I was like a tight clothes wearing, kill me now, emo. I called it more like scene back then. You were in the scene. That's what people said. or you were seen. But yeah, I would wear the super, super tight shit. I would get youth larges in t-shirts because you wanted your clothes to fit like skin tight back then. And I would get them at Hot Topic. They don't really, I didn't see youth sizes and pretty much anything she was looking for. She does want a pair of trip pants. And I'll say this, back in the day, I thought trip pants were cringe. I thought the whole like, because, you know, the early 2000s, coming out of the 90s, the industrial goth look was big. And it was kind of fading out for the more sleek goth, fucking emo look, you know, as we were talking about. And we kind of thought like the super, because tight clothes were in. So like the super baggy trip pants with all the, I mean, the people call them bondage pants. Trip was the brand, probably like the biggest known brand. But some of them are tight, like, you know, and got all the straps all over them. But most of the ones from that era were very loose. But the ones they have out now, not bad looking. You know, I've come around to them. Kid wanted a pair. They didn't have any. She ended up buying these, like, baggy corduroy pants that she looked fucking adorable in. And just had trouble finding this type of style she was looking for in her size because she's so small still, you know. But the shoes, we did find her good shoes that were sick. And I got a pair of pants. I got a pair of pants that I thought looked loose enough to, like, skate in because I've only got one pair of pants that's, like, you know, I've got, like, mostly chinos and jeans, and none of them have any flex to them. And even though I don't wear them as tight as I used to, it's, you're still not, they don't, you know, they're not baggy enough to, like, you know, when you're bending your knees skating and shit like that, they kind of get caught up. And I wasn't going to get some real baggy joints, but I, you know, I wanted to get something that had some flexibility to them. Didn't try them on, of course, got home, not flexible at all. You know, little loose fitting, but not flexy. So, same problem I have with the rest of my pants. What else? You know, I heard about this a while ago and just straight up didn't think it was true. But then I, like, saw it tonight that they're making a full HBO series of Harry Potter, which... You can ask. I was always obsessed with Harry Potter growing up. You know, I still have the recall of, like, all the trivia and all the aspects of it that I liked and shit. But I would talk to people back in the day. I was like, man, I wish I knew somebody in the industry because somebody needs to make an HBO Harry Potter series, HBO or Showtime, something where they can dedicate an entire season at least to one book. And really play out, because with any book to movie for the most part, but especially Harry Potter, you know, they leave out a shitload that's like pretty integral to the story, or at least would be interesting or fun to see. And then they do it for brevity's sake, even though the movies are already 2 and 3 hours long and split up in the case of the last one. But I had that, you know. I'm sure as did many people, you know, I'm not claiming credit for the idea, but I'm just saying that was something back in the day I would have killed to see. And they're actually doing it. They're making a full series. They're talking about 13 seasons, possibly, to, like, tell the full 7-book story and put in all the elements. I highly doubt somebody's written all this shit out already. Maybe I think they're maybe just imagining or, like, brainstorming. Maybe they've got some shit. I don't know the involvement of, like, Rowling. I think those of you that know me or have listened to my shit in the past know I'm not as obsessed with Harry Potter these days. You know, it kind of... It's not even that I grew out of it. I still appreciate it for what it was, but I see flaws in it now. And it's almost embarrassing to be associated with some of the stuff, but I'm not going to deny my past. But I bring it up also because not just the one particular dude at work, but several people at work in conversation about it, this dude found a casting list, which I think is complete bullshit because I couldn't find any official confirmation of a single person being officially cast yet. But in this like fake cast bill, it had a black actor playing Dumbledore, which of course fucking started this whole dumbass fucking conversation. I literally felt like I was bewildered. I felt like I was in a lucid dreamlike state, experiencing people behaving and just so ridiculously. I mean, because most people that I've interacted with up until this point really don't give a fuck about the whole quote-unquote race-switching fucking thing. But in real life, in a conservative area, and I feel like because they're told to, people care about it for whatever reason. Dude, there's nothing that could make me care about the race of a fictional fucking character switching, especially when the race does not make up a large part of the identity, personality, and function of the fictional character. You know, it'd be one thing if, like, Dumbledore was, you know, had this deep European heritage that is part of his magical abilities and his personality. But, you know, aside from like a history that does seem to take place in England and Europe, dating back at least, you know, about 100 years, that doesn't seem to be part of the character. Same goes with like Little Mermaid and shit like that. We're talking about fictional characters. It's not like they're making a movie about JFK and having him played by Wayne fucking Brady. You know what I mean? There, I could see some discrepancy there. We know this dude existed, and he, you know, this is what he looked like. But we've done that, right? We did that with Genghis Khan and Lawrence of Arabia, I believe it was. Lawrence's Arabia. We've been doing it for a long time with white folks playing, you know, fucking samurai and fucking Huns and or whatever they were, the Mongolians or whatever. Not the Huns, but you get my point. I just, when it's fictional characters, especially, I could not give a shit less, man. I really couldn't. Like, it doesn't, where's the consequence? Mermaids don't fucking exist. Wizards don't fucking exist. X-Men don't fucking exist, dude. Okay? Who cares what their fucking race is? If that's important to you, you've got much, much deeper-seated fucking problems that need to be addressed and probably addressed pretty quickly if you aim to find a moment of happiness or even contentment in this brief, escaping bit of a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. I can't imagine being in that frame of mind. I find myself to be relatively empathetic person. I can put myself in other people's shoes pretty easily, imagine what it feels like to experience the things that they're experiencing, but I can't force myself to imagine the thought process that leads somebody to like whatever weird set of fucking beliefs they have about the world. It's just not, I won't hate you. You know, I hate some people that make life hard for other people for no reason, and that suck. But if you just, like, think oddly about shit, I don't necessarily hate you. I just can't believe it, you know? And it's the same shit. It's all the shit, you know, if you consume left or right-wing media online, you know what the big hitters of any given period are, you know, the big panic stories. It's always the trans are doing this, the gays are doing that, the groomings, the blacks are doing this, China's doing this, the races. You know, it's just like you know the playbook, but they're so dug in. They're so dug in, and it's like all of our playbook is like based on what they're doing. We're never what, like, I'll get, they're always a step ahead of us. We're always on the defense out of the from the psychos. So now I've just been accusing like random right-wing people of crazy shit with no evidence. I've just been, you know, like, saying what Joel Osteen's church is satanic. You know, I've been saying that Donald Trump, there's video of Donald Trump sacrificing a white baby to Baal. He's a little shit like that. Just the same sort of stupid-ass shit they say all the fucking time. Firing it back. Anyway, man, hope you guys have all had a wonderful hour and 10 minutes or so. And more importantly, I hope you've had a wonderful year so far. We're cooking into the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Entrees are coming up. And then it's time for dessert, baby. So settle on in. I'll see you next time. If you want to catch the weekly episodes, remember you can do that over on Patreon. And if you want to see my mean mug, you can do that over on the YouTube channel. I love you guys. I'll see you next time.